All right, you primitive screwheads, listen up.
Guys, we have a code red.
You mean code red the hospital emergency alert, code red the computer worm, or code red the cherry-flavored soft drink from makers of Mountain Dew?
One ring to rule them all.
One ring to find them.
Oh, Jesus.
One ring to bring them all.
And in the darkness, bind them.
Do you know what the problem is with you kids today? You guys think that all science fiction started in 1977 with Star Wars.
Where's my super suit?
What?
You tell me what I saw this woman!
What about movies like Forbidden Planet, The Day the Earth Stood Still, Solaris? What about Logan's Run? Did you ever see that?
No, it's probably some dumb sports movie anyways.
Sports movie?
Okay, we gotta put a spotlight on this geek stuff, man.
What the fuck are you bitches babbling about?
We need to bring this to the mainstream, to the people.
Wow, this is even better than I imagined.
We have to show the world that it ain't just about comics and toys.
I have to possess this comic.
Hey, I tried to teach you how to handle comics in the sixth grade, but oh no, you wanted to play Little League instead.
Looks like a really rich fourth grader lives here.
Look at this place, man.
Go look, he's got a billion toys.
I have a Mego Isis action figure.
Mighty Isis.
We're not about dressing up as Green Lantern.
How often does one see a beloved fictional character come to life?
Every year at Comic-Con.
And hoping for that one day, that one fracking day, for Cylons to bring us down to possible space-age future shit.
That's exactly what it's about.
Oh, really? Yeah, the shit ain't gonna work.
Oh, man! I'm still geeking out about it!
All right, look. There's only one return, okay? And it ain't of the king, it's of the Jedi.
Looks like we got more Lucas hounds here to mock Roddenberry.
You'll have to excuse him. He's not down with the trilogy.
There's only one trilogy, you fucking morons.
Oh, Star Wars geek.
Oh, I'm the geek? Look at you two whipping out your preciouses.
I'm gonna kick your ass back to the Shire if you don't shut your fucking mouth.
We're the stars of this piece of shit!
All right, guys, you have your mission. Go forth and wreak havoc.
I say we stay here and fight it out.
Come on, you fuckers think that just because a guy reads comics he can't fight? Shit! I'll fucking take all you want!
Hello, sir.
How are you?
I'm good.
Deja vu.
Deja vu.
Sort of.
This is Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 299.3, because it, bits never die.
That's right. Bits never die, and neither do audio problems.
And neither, but, and clocks don't stop.
Clocks.
So we're just going to roll right through it,
that's
folks.
That's right.
We're going to get to it. In case you haven't noticed, because you haven't heard any wisecracking comments.
That's right.
The scapegoat not joining us this evening.
No, and I'm noticing a pattern.
Escape ghost?
Yeah, well, I think he's walking a line.
Oh?
A precedent, dare I say.
Yeah?
Of producers before him. Just
I don't
stop
think.
Showing up.
I think, look, scapegoat was away for some special training.
Right, that's right.
And
special ops.
Special ops.
That's right.
And
he was in Syria, but we pulled him out.
He was slightly delayed.
That's right.
In his return. He could pop in at any moment.
I'm not holding my breath.
But
I don't believe it.
We're calling this episode 299.3, The Mystery of Scapeghost.
That's right.
Scapeghost!
What a lovely show that was.
I think that makes
both versions of that show.
I think that makes you the monkey.
And then, well, you know, the monkey essentially was the other guy on the show. So
there were two kids.
Yeah, but
there was a boy and a girl.
Right.
We don't have a girl per se.
We
so
don't. But they were, well, you know, scapegoat, but
wow,
but you know, it works.
Scape girl.
That's right.
And then there's, the other young feller, which is clearly me.
Right.
So
sure. Well, who's Space Ghost then? Monitor?
Scape Ghost.
I thought Scape Ghost was the girl.
No, you said that. I say that.
All
I said
so
we
you're
didn't
the
have
boy.
A girl.
That's right. There is no girl.
Right.
I'm the monkey somehow. And he's scapegoat.
It's only because you didn't say I was the monkey first.
Fair enough. Fair
See,
enough.
If you were a little quicker,
right.
You wouldn't be the monkey.
All right. Fine. Well, let's move forward.
Ben Affleck.
See? Now you didn't count at all.
Oh, right. Sorry. Geek stuff. Five. Ben Affleck.
All right. There you go. Ben Affleck.
Uh-huh.
Ben Affleck, Bryan Cranston.
Yeah. Let's do Bryan Cranston first because it's more recent.
Sure. Bryan Cranston.
Oh, go ahead.
Good casting choice for Lex Luthor.
I'm going to open this show snack.
That's go for it. Bryan Cranston, I think, is a good choice for Lex Luthor.
Uh-huh.
Lex Luthor is maybe not a good choice for this movie.
No, because we talk about setting the right expectations for the viewer.
Right.
And when you set the expectation that in some way the Dark Knight Returns will be the framework for this story,
correct,
which, by the way, is a story of an unraveling of a rivalry or a friendship that was, what, 20, 25, 30 yeah. years?
And Batman is kind of broken. And
yeah, and Superman's kind of crazy. And you're going to somehow use that framework to tell a story about how two guys meet.
Green Arrow, one hand.
Yeah, I mean, that ain't happening. So, like, I mean, if that's the framework you're going to use, I don't see Luthor, I don't see how Luthor fits into that.
Right.
Only in the sense that Bruce Wayne, billionaire, what you call it, business person.
Sure.
Lex Luthor. Yeah, is that how he comes to Metropolis? I mean, it's going to be some ham-handed nonsense.
Right.
And they were probably like, we can get Bryan Cranston to do something. What should we do? Mr. Freeze? No, Lex Luthor?
So this is what I think. Okay. I've had a few minutes extra to think about this.
Okay.
And this is what I think. I think that it is a sort of red herring. The more I think about this.
You think he's just like showing up?
I think that they'll introduce him as Lex Luthor. They've already established LexCorp in the first movie. So they'll introduce the character, right? Who knows? Maybe he'll even be a little chummy with Clark Kent, like they've kind of done in other versions of Superman lore. Not outside the book, but he was kind of chummy with him in Smallville. And
yeah, well, he's kind of chummy. Together.
Right. So, okay. Well, so maybe,
I don't know about
so
that,
maybe they're chummy in Metropolis.
I don't think so.
Maybe something like that, right?
Billionaire.
And then,
no.
And then by the time the third movie comes around, he actually takes on the role of the main villain.
I mean, it could be.
Right? It's certainly, that would certainly be more plausible, in my brain at least, than anything else I could think of at this current moment.
Here's what's going to happen. Star Wars is going to come out. No right. one's going to give a shit about this movie.
That's right.
That's exactly what's going to happen.
Correct.
The end.
The end. That's it.
Ben Affleck.
All right. So
I know that I've given you this one already, but I want to pitch it out to the listeners. I have an analogy.
Okay.
That I've been giving to my friends and relatives and well-wishers. I don't have any well-wishers, but I've been giving it to people online, Facebook and so on. Here's my analogy of Ben Affleck being cast as Batman. That is like Cool Whip on dog shit.
It's okay.
It's not actually whipped cream, but who cares? It's on dog shit.
Right.
That's it.
All right. All right. Fair enough. Yeah, I mean, I guess I want to address this on a couple of different levels. I want to address this on the haterade level.
Okay.
All right. Really? Like, this is the biggest thing in the world that you need to concern yourself with? This is the most pressing bit of news that and you need a petition to have it reversed and all? Really?
Wow, I didn't hear about the petition.
Let's take this on a couple of different levels.
All right.
First of all, haven't we learned? Let's take it on the haven't we learned level.
Okay.
Heath Ledger.
Done.
Is it? Right? That's the end of it. When we all heard Heath Ledger, right, and we all bitched, and then we got that Joker, we should have learned
to shut up.
To shut up and see where it goes. So that's the haven't we learned angle.
I can turn that though.
Okay, go ahead.
Green Lantern.
No, I don't know that anybody was confident in Ryan Reynolds as Green Lantern.
Really?
I was like, well, he's kind of comedic and he can be a smartass and Hal Jordan's kind of a smartass, so I could kind of see it. But it wasn't like, oh my God, that's the best choice. The best choice would have been Nathan Fillion.
Before he gained the weight.
Right. At least according to fandom, right? That's who people wanted was... And that's who the people, or Bradley Cooper, I thought would have been a better choice than yep. Ryan Reynolds, to be quite honest with you.
Can we just say this about Nathan Fillion?
Sure.
Right now, could probably pay the Penguin.
Yeah, he's, well, you know, he's just not saying. Exactly, he doesn't exactly have to be that guy anymore.
Chubbing up.
He doesn't have bit. To be Captain Mallet.
Just
anymore.
Saying.
He could be a little chunky for Dogberry.
A little.
That's what I'm saying. Anyway, so that's the haven't we learned aspect. And then the other flip side of the coin is, why the hate on Ben Affleck? Is he that bad? Like, I kind of like Ben Affleck, so I don't know.
Well, it's also because you and I are the only two fans on the planet of the Daredevil movie.
There's a couple. There's a couple that,
but,
like...
But that said, I don't see how he's a bad choice to play Bruce Wayne and or Batman. I mean, why is he a bad choice? He's a big dude. He's tall. They're going to work the shit out of him like they did Henry Cavill for the next, I don't know, year and a half. So he's going to, you know, I don't know who said it, but we might get our first Batman who doesn't require a rubber molded suit.
Sure. No bat nipples, hopefully.
Yeah. I mean, but I'm just saying, like, I don't get the man's got a chin. I really don't get how he's a bad, he's a little older. I don't get how he's a bad choice for this. Is he a terrible actor? No. Did you see The Town?
Exactly.
Like, he can't pull off calm, nice guy versus I'm going to beat you with a hockey mask on.
I'm going to read, like, some of these comments real quick.
Okay.
I asked some people to comment on our website. Yeah. So last was say no to Boston Batman. And that's Cousin Dave. But he started off by saying, it's safe to say this sucks. He was the first poster.
Well, look, again, Cool Whip on dog shit. Right. The whole movie's going to be dog shit. It doesn't matter who Batman is.
And then friend of the show, Chuck, who we know from The Geek Flea and Unwinnable.
Okay.
He said, everyone needs to relax. Argo and The Town were awesome movies. He was also super badass in Dogma.
I will agree
with that.
That's that Dogma's like 20 years ago.
Okay. Agent Smith. Whatever you think of Affleck's acting, George Clooney's a better actor than him, but Clooney's Batman was probably the worst, period. So that's one of a few reasons for me to wait until there's actually Affleck being Batman and reserve judgment.
And that's good. And he brings up a good point, and that is that George Clooney would have been the best Batman ever if he had been in a decent Batman movie.
Right, yeah.
I mean, he would have been phenomenal. If he was Batman instead of Michael Keaton... He would have been phenomenal.
Sure.
That would have been the role of a lifetime for him.
And one of our faithful listeners, Ashley, left a long novel.
Diatribe.
But it was a good one. And she agrees to kind of, you know, you have to kind of chill out and wait and see. And I'm not going to read the whole thing, but go over to the post on the website, read the comments, and, you know, continue to comment. We'll kind of continue to talk about this.
This is going to be a conversation that develops, because the more we start... seeing and hearing about what's going to be happening in this film. And we don't know what the suit is. And we don't know anything.
Let's also talk about the age.
Okay.
Discrepancy.
Yeah.
Right? I think it's kind of interesting. / good. Affleck's a little bit older than Cavill.
Yeah.
Which means Batman will be a little bit older than Superman.
Which makes total sense to me.
I'm totally okay with it. It's a logical casting choice is what I'm saying. Someone in his age bracket.
Right.
Makes sense, I think, in my brain at least, for where they're going.
Yeah. Totally, because you don't want Batman Year One going up against Superman. It makes no sense.
Yeah, it makes absolutely no sense. What?
Did you just do it again?
No, I didn't. We're fine. Look, see? It's going. I'm not pulling up a new site. I'm pulling up an existing site. Let's talk about what I'm talking about.
All right.
We're talking about.
Are we done with Batfleck?
Unless you have something to add.
No,
I don't think there's anything else to add other than I think we need to calm down and wait.
Yep.
Let's see what happens.
Yep.
The movie's probably still going to suck, but not because Ben Affleck has been cast as Batman.
Right.
And, you know,
maybe
Affleck will get a spinoff and it'll be good.
Might be.
There you go. Good. All right. Actually, let's do something else real fast. Star Wars. Take this with a grain of salt, people.
Oh.
Considering the source.
Uh-oh. I heard a casting rumor.
I'm not going to even say the source.
I'm going to give you a casting rumor.
Right, I don't have a casting rumor. I have something else. So go ahead.
Harrison Ford
as
Han Solo.
Well, there you go.
I've heard that rumor.
I too have heard that rumor.
I've heard two other rumors.
Mark Hamill and Carrie Fisher.
What? You heard them too?
I did. I heard them as well.
Wow.
I heard them as well. I also heard Billy Dee Williams.
No, you didn't.
January 21st, 2014.
The release?
Production.
Begins. January of next year.
Of next year.
So scant months from now.
3 or 4 months from now.
I think
that's probably okay.
Yeah. That's entirely probable.
Because that gives them almost 2 years to film and complete the movie.
Yeah.
Because they're talking about December now, right?
Mm-hmm.
They pushed it back. Yeah, they pushed it. I think they pushed it to almost the end of 2015.
What, really?
Yeah, I think so.
I hadn't heard that.
Yeah, I think so.
Last thing I heard was that JJ was trying to quit.
No, that was bullshit. He came out and said that was bullshit. And so did Kathleen Kennedy. Did I say that was bullshit?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's probably came from Latino Review. just saying. So, January 21st, 2014, which means that we really should. We are really in the... We're either in the lane getting ready to merge into the fast lane or already in the fast lane as far as information
well, they're
is
just
concerned.
Highly secretive about it.
Sure, but I mean, you would think that we have to hear some casting.
I just gave you casting. Three.
Well, I mean, yeah, but you know, technically none of those things have been confirmed.
I know.
Yet,
I
so,
know.
You know.
So they must not be true.
Exactly. All right. Where's Serenity?
Right there on your screen.
It is, in fact, right there on my screen. So, you know that show?
What show?
Firefly. Take my love, take my land, take me where I cannot stand. I don't care, I'm still free, you can't take the sky from me. Not even trying to fight it this time. I just want to get it over with.
That's good.
Just want to get it over with.
The old bits are the best bits.
So, Dark Horse, it looks, they made an announcement that over the next few months, there's going to be the future of the franchise at Dark Horse, which to me means they're just moving forward with additional
ongoing comic,
which is great because quite honestly, all of the comics that they've put out to date, have been really good.
One shots though, limited stories.
Yeah. But I mean the Wash one was really good.
Yep.
The Shepherd book one was fantastic. Those Left Behind, which I think was the very first one they put out. I mean, they've all been nice, solid stories. Sure. So, of course, continuity-wise, where does an ongoing series fall?
I hope after.
See? And I almost don't hope after.
I hope between. I hope after, and that we learn that Wash has a twin brother.
Yeah.
And he comes to be the pilot on the ship, and, you know, maybe there's a love thing that happens between his brother's widow and him. And his name can't be Wash, though. It has to be something like Scrub.
Scrubburn. Yeah, I'll be curious to know where it falls. Because I think there's still a lot of story to tell between the two, but clearly there's a lot to tell after.
Right.
So,
and not only that, but they're going to be doing products and merchandise
and
all sorts of shit.
Hey, so. You know what the most exciting news about that is?
Well,
Dark Horse puts out Serenity and that TV show product.
Which TV show?
At a price point that I actually can afford. And in some cases, the product is far superior than that other company's whom I wish not to spend money on.
Oh, yeah.
They're putting out another scale of the ship.
Oh, yeah?
Of the Big Damn Hero version?
Yeah.
A smaller...
Oh, is this the cutaway version?
It's something...
There's a cutaway version.
Right?
Yeah.
Right. So that will also be priced only for uber-rich fans.
Right.
So fuck them in the nose. There you go.
I still wish I had gotten that.
Of course. We all wish we would have gotten it.
Light effect was cool.
We all would have spent a reasonable amount of money on it.
Yeah, it's true.
None of us were willing to spend an unreasonable amount of money on it,
right?
Kind of like the price point that they set.
Yeah, it's true.
And that's not our opinion, that's a lot of people's opinions.
I don't know anyone who has one.
No, except for Nathan Fillion, and he was given one.
Yeah,
so
I do not know a single person who owns one.
I don't know who anybody who spent the money on it.
And I'm not being like arrogant, or I'm not trying to pat myself on the back or put myself up. I know thousands of fans of
Serenity.
No, the TV show.
Oh, no, Serenity.
None of which own that product.
Let's put it this way, right? We do a show with a fairly large fan base.
Yes.
Not one listener that we know that's a brown coat has come forward and said,
"If you,
I bought it."
Right, here you go. I'll put it out there right now. If you own this collectible,
the big damn replica
with the lights and the tail and the whole thing. If you own one of those and you're listening to this show, you need to call the GVM line
425-920-6050.
Because I do not believe a single person
actually
listens to this show
bought one.
Actually bought one.
I don't think so either. I would agree with that.
If you know somebody that owns one, tell them to call in.
That's right.
And tell us why and how they paid for it.
Yeah, right, that's right. What limb they sold.
Right,
perhaps
exactly.
I only needed one kidney.
Yeah, wow.
You know, they had an unwanted child and figured.
If I had to sell a kidney, I would probably do better things with it than that.
I would agree with that statement.
Speaking of which, I know this is a tad off topic.
Yeah.
I happened to be glancing around the studio and I saw some of the bits of your personal collection which are adorning the studio.
Yes.
Did you order both Sideshow pieces?
I did not. Has the second one gone up?
I believe so.
Which one went up?
Gwen?
I will.
I believe.
I don't believe Mary Jane is the one that I was really concerned
that
might
one,
actually
yeah.
sell out.
Right.
I don't know that the other ones will.
I think they're going to.
I'm not saying I'm not going to order it.
Right.
I'm just saying I don't feel... Mary Jane, I ordered it like within minutes of it going on sale.
Right.
Gwen, I feel like I got a little bit of a lag time.
Don't know what we're talking about? Go over to BigKevGStuff.com and there'll be a link there to what... What are Kevin OG talking about
right.
this week?
Nonsense, I say.
The mystery conversation. Oh, that should be a new bit.
That's right. What we're doing is we're having the conversation, and you can't hear it because ghostly presence can't be picked up on the microphone, but Scapeghost is actually participating in the conversation.
Scapeghost!
And filling in the blanks.
Yes, there you
so
go.
So there you go.
All right, OG, why don't we take our first break right here on Big Kez Geek Stuff, episode 299.3, Bits Never Die.
And we should say, of course, during the first
That's
break.
That's not really the name of the episode.
No, not at all.
It's Scapegoat, the mystery of Scapeghost.
That's right. During our first break tonight, you will be entertained by a lovely new game stuff by Coke Logic.
Oh.
So there you go. Ooh, I'll have a Disney Infinity update in product tonight.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Ahoy hoy and welcome to Game Stuff. I'm your host, Coke Logic. Not much is happening in video game news besides the new releases, so why don't we do a segment of Play It or Don't Play It, where I run down the games that you should be playing or don't playing. Lost Planet 3. Play it! It's getting mediocre reviews across the board. But as shitty as half of these Valve complaints seem, it's not a complete waste of time. Although I wouldn't buy the game at $60. It's developed by Spark Unlimited, which has produced mostly shitty games, notably Turning Point and Legendary. Whether you play it or don't play it, you neither lose or gain much. Lost Planet 3 is out now on Xbox 360, PlayStation 3, and PC. Killer is dead. Don't play it. In fact, forget it ever existed. It's a shitty hack and slash game that has the level design, gameplay, and meaningless story of an early PlayStation 2 game. Almost any money spent on this game would be a complete waste. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Out of the Shadows. Play it! The final Summer of Arcade game has arrived. You got all four turtles fighting on the screen at once while you switch between turtles on the fly. There's a demo available if you're still on the fence, but for $15, it's a really solid game. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Out of the Shadows is out now on XBLA. Madden 25. Play it! It's the only NFL football game. So if you like football games, you're going to play this. Ironically, if you do watch football, you're probably not listening to this podcast. Final Fantasy 14, A Realm Reborn. Actually, I have no idea if you should play this. It's an MMO, so I'd be surprised if there was even a review available. You need to sink at least 20 to 40 hours into an MMO before you can say, "Man, this is addictive," or "I've made a huge mistake. I've wasted 20 to 40 hours of my life." The barrier to entry is kind of high. You have to buy the game for $30, not too pricey, and then pay $15 a month after the initial free month of service. So for $30, you could play for a solid month. You know what? Play it. Plus, there's Magitek armor in the game. Final Fantasy XIV is out now on PC. Here's a game that came out last week, Splinter Cell Blacklist. Play it. It's really fucking good. And it's out now for the Xbox 360, PlayStation 3, and PC. Disney Infinity. Play it. If you have the money. And finally, Rayman Legends is coming out next week. And while I've only played the demo, it's pulling nearly perfect scores from every outlet. Going by that, you should play it. This is Coke Logic signing off for Game Stuff.
And
Suburban Vinyl.
And we are back.
So, oh, I'm sorry. I jumped the gun.
With Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 299.3, The Mystery of Scapeghost.
Or Bits Never Die.
Die, die, die. I figured I had to get a sound
effect all like,
in there.
All the titles today are like noir.
Scapegoat with dirty faces.
Wow.
Anyway, Suburban Vinyl.
Uh-huh.
In lovely Waldwick, New Jersey. Of course, online at suburbanvinyl.com.
Yes, but go to the live show, if the live store, rather, if you like, and ask for our friend Blink.
That's right. If you are local, go to the store. Mm-hmm. If not, shop online. Awesome, awesome prints, original artwork, designer toys, vinyl, all sorts of cool stuff. Also a great gallery space with more shows coming out in the future.
Do you know the special they're running right now?
Oh, what is that?
If you go to the store,
yeah,
and you meet Blink,
yes,
and you sing the following song, you get a 10% discount.
What song is that?
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby and get ourselves a snack.
Discount. Not
that would get
to
you
work.
10. Not guaranteed. But it could happen.
You know, he may just
play along.
He may just play along. He's good like that.
But you got to sing the whole song.
But you have to sing the whole song.
You have to get it right.
That's right. And I would say, you know, maybe bring him like a soda or something. Yeah, he works hard in that store all day.
Or a donut. Whatever.
Yeah, you know.
Pizza.
He's a hardworking guy in that store. Of course, though, in all seriousness.
Yes.
On the website.
Uh-huh.
There is a coupon code.
There is. It's Big Kev.
And that will get you
10% off your total order.
That's right. So check out suburbanvinyl.com.
Yes.
And, you know, look forward to some new exclusives coming up from them soon.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Exclusives?
Yeah, some New York Comic Con stuff. I think
really?
Some new gallery stuff coming up.
Do we have anything to announce about New York Comic Con?
As soon as we have a booth number.
Oh, yeah. Well, it hasn't happened yet.
Exactly.
I found that out.
But I will say this. When you are over at BigKevsGeekStuff.com,
uh-huh.
The New York Comic Con banner is at the top
yes.
of the page. You should click on that banner.
Uh-huh.
And they started posting some awesome guest lists.
Yeah.
Artist Alley info is up there now.
Chloe
Exhibitor info
Grace
is up
there. Moretz.
That's right.
Sylvester Stallone.
I saw. So check that out. Click on the link. And I think that helps us, actually, if you click on that link. So do that.
Yeah, do that.
Do that.
Click it every day.
You know, of course, while we're talking about links, why don't I check out that Amazon link while you're over there?
Oh, yeah.
And thank you, of course, for everybody that continues to do that.
Including everyone who shops at suburbanvinyl.com.
That's right. Let's move forward with the show.
Yes.
Geek stuff, comics, books, and graphic novels.
Is it books we do first?
It is books we do first.
What did you get?
I haven't been to the store.
Like in a while.
But I know that Talon came out this week.
Yes, right? Talon 11. Number 11.
That's right.
I am waiting for this book to end.
Why?
I don't know.
I like this book.
It's sliding.
I know, but I like it.
I
still kind of like it.
I'm not saying I don't like it.
Okay.
I'm saying
it's
I think
sliding.
It's sliding pretty hard. Even.
Okay. All right.
Bane
is kind of like a member of the court. He's kind of like a Talon kind of thing, or they're
yeah.
trying to do that with him. And he's like, no, and... They're like, yes.
Yeah, it's weird.
I like it.
I don't know. It's like I said, I think the book is starting to slide. I don't see it going for very long.
I have that book as well.
Batman The Dark Knight, number 23.
That's right.
This is a great Greg Hurwitz and Alex Maleev story featuring Clayface, who is a character I don't think gets enough play. I don't know. How are you on Maleev?
I like Maleev.
I
was going to say that I like Maleev's art style.
Yeah,
It's different. And I actually think that it works well for that book.
It's kind of a dark, but trying to be very realistic, but really dark.
Yeah, but I think it works really well for Dark Knight. Like that particular book, I think just is kosher. I do not have this next book.
Batman Incorporated Special number one.
That's right. Now you read that book pretty actively. Now
I
this
do.
is after Grant Morrison left regular Batman Incorporated. Right? Are
uh-huh.
they relaunching Batman Incorporated again? Have we talked about this? I think we have, right?
Oh, are they or they did?
I think they ended it.
Yes.
Right? So this is a special.
This is a special.
So I'm wondering if they're going to relaunch it.
I don't know. I found this one at least very interesting. There is a Let me see if I can get you some accurate names and numbers. I think there are a number of different stories.
They're like mini stories. It's almost like an annual.
It is kinda. I can't get really a read on it. There's a lot of artists and stories featured in here. I think you should definitely check it out.
Right.
I don't know. I like the idea of it. I just don't know that they've gotten it right or that they can.
Okay.
So I'm kind of on the fence about whether it should. I'm kind of the impression it, you know, it's another book that I don't think should last very long, in my opinion.
Is that your last book? The Cap book?
Yeah, why?
Oh.
What did I miss?
I thought you were getting Mark Waid's Green Hornet.
I am getting Mark Waid's Green Hornet.
That came out this week.
It did. Number 5?
Yeah.
I made a drastic decision.
Trader Waiter?
I am Trader Waiter.
Oh, good for you.
But I'm not Trader Waiter in Cap.
Number 10, right?
This is number 10. This is at last The Escape from Dimension Z.
Right.
So this will bring Cap, presumably this storyline will into bring Cap.
Marvel Now, Niverse?
I guess so, yes. I mean, I haven't read it yet, so I can't tell you. But it would seem to me that he comes out of it here.
Okay.
But I don't know.
All right.
I really have liked what they've been doing, I have to say. Friend of the show, John Romita Jr., working on the book, doing the breakdowns.
Now, are they calling him Jr. in these credits?
JJ Jr., yeah. JR Jr.
Because remember last
Rick
time...
Remender, writer... Right. What? Who were they calling him?
No, remember,
oh, they just put John Romita.
Remember, like a couple weeks back, we looked at a book and he was just credited as John Romita Jr.?
Yeah, John Romita Jr.
No Jr., sorry. Oh, just John Romita.
Yeah, I remember that. And then you got an all-star cast from the 80s working on the finishes of this book, including Claus Janssen, Tom Palmer, and Scott Hanna.
Right.
So, I mean, there's a lot of talent on this book. You should definitely check it out. The art is spectacular. I really like the Dimension Z story. And I'm a little scared about what they're going to do from here out.
All right, fair enough.
And that's all the books that I got. Did you get something else that I missed?
Nope, that was it.
How did you remember Green Hornet of all things?
Because I was doing show prep. And part of my show prep is pulling images.
Oh.
So I guess each week what I think you may or may not be getting. And I saw Green Hornet, and I was like, oh, Green Hornet came out. He's likely going to get that.
Yep.
Oh, I did get something else. I apologize.
What?
Star Wars Legacy number 6 is out this week.
Oh,
so I picked that up.
Going to trades, I got Star Wars Lost Tribe of the Sith.
Okay.
It's Spiral. I don't know that this is not granted a volume number, so I guess this is one story.
I started reading that a couple weeks ago.
Oh, yeah?
And, it was pretty good.
It looks pretty good. The art's nice. I hear the story is good, so I'm looking forward to reading that from Dark Horse. And for you, Scapeghost, Saga Volume 2.
I don't think that's new, though. But I could be wrong, but that's okay. Either way,
I
recommend picking up Saga. It is a great book.
Brian K. Vaughan and Fiona Staples.
That's right.
I feel like I should know Fiona Staples from
I love her artwork. It's fucking fantastic.
Well, I like it. I mean, I'm not.
No, I love it. I love it. And it works really, again, it's another artwork that I think works really well with the storytelling style in that particular book.
This one is from Image. Everybody and their mom is talking about this book.
Because it's good.
I got to find my trade of.
Volume 1?
My Volume 1 trade is missing. And I didn't end up loaning it to Scapeghost. I also have Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 1.
This is the hardcover.
Cosmic cover. Avengers, yeah.
So that collects. That must collect the first 3 or 4 issues. Because it's only up to issue 5, I think.
OG, this collects Guardians of the Galaxy, the 2013 version, issues 1 to 3, and issue number 0.1.
Okay.
Which I don't know what that is.
I don't know what that is.
And Guardians of the Galaxy, Tomorrow's Avengers, number 1.
Okay, yeah, I saw that.
So, yeah. So there's a lot of little things going on in here. To access exclusive content on the Marvel Augmented Reality app, including creator videos, art, evolution, and character bios.
You gotta scan the little thing.
Look for the AR icon throughout the book.
Yeah.
Wow, this is so the future.
That's in all Marvel books now, that augmented the AR thing. Yeah.
$25 for this hardcover.
Marvel.
I don't... really Marvel. Thought I think I was off. I really thought I was buying the soft cover.
Marvel.
Also this week, other little things to check out. Star Wars, The Clone Wars, The Smuggler's Code.
Okay.
This is a younger audience's little small book from Dark Horse, also Star Wars.
How adorable.
It is. It's kind of more the animated style, but I have really liked all of these that have come out so far. And there are
they have license to the animated series?
No, it's in the animated style. Okay. So it would be, I mean, this is clearly during The Clone Wars. I see Obi-Wan. I'm flipping through. I don't see Anakin. So it's really just Obi-Wan. And speaking of Obi-Wan, that new Obi-Wan novel came out this week.
Novel?
Kenobi.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, an actual book with words in it. Yeah, pictures. Which kind of tells the story of how he's trying to become old crazy Ben out in the wilderness.
Well, you know, I would read it if I thought that it meant something, but...
Why does it mean anything?
Well, because, you know, they'll say it's not canon, and then I'll get my hopes up, and...
Well, it's not. It takes place between 3 and 4.
Okay.
So why would that not be canon?
Because not... Remember? The only thing that's actual canon
is
the films... and the TV series. That's it.
A new book from Jeffrey Brown.
Brown did the Star Wars, the Vader and son
and Vader and daughter. Little girl something like that. They were cute little books. We really liked the art. We really liked, kind of what they were. And this, I got a new one that he did. Top Shelf put this one out as well. It's called A Matter of Life.
Right.
And it's, according to the back, an autobiographical meditation on fatherhood and faith. So I have to say, so far what I've read and what I've seen in this one, I do not like as much as I have liked the other ones. Now, I don't know if this is an older story that he decided, well, I'm floating high and they want more stuff from me. Maybe I'll try to get this one done or actually published. It seems like older artwork to me. It doesn't seem as crisp as his
other
Star
stuff?
Wars influenced things.
All right.
So that's my position on that.
Fair enough.
That's all I got book wise.
That's it. I got no trades this week.
Geek stuff, product reviews.
Product.
Do you have any?
Other than the fact that I did finally get the Sand Trooper.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
I found him in the wild. And I understand, aside from army builders, why he might be the most popular one in the series.
Why?
Aside from the fact that he comes with a ton of accessories that are really cool.
Yeah.
It's a great figure.
It is really.
It's a really good figure.
And they're retarded hard to find.
Well, not only are they retarded hard to find, but if you do find them, even on the secondhand market, they're already going for between $30 and $50. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So to find one in the wild is a nice little, it was a surprise.
A bonus.
It was a treat.
Yeah.
I felt honored.
So I just ordered Wave 2, by the way. The entire
Amazon
of the
has
wave.
Them up now, yeah. I see. I still think Leia looks a bit retarded.
I think we have to wait for production on that. I really have to be honest.
Who else is in that line?
Han.
Right.
Greedo.
Right.
Leia.
And who's the fourth?
Another guy. Is it a regular stormtrooper? No.
No, I don't think so. The Royal Guard? Vader?
No. No.
Droid?
No.
I'll look it up while you're talking about that.
Damn, I can't remember who it is. It was Greedo, Han, Slave Leia. I really can't remember. It was somebody original trilogy, though. That much I remember.
I'll look it up.
Okay. I have here the latest of the Batman black and white statues. This one featuring the art of Sean Murphy.
Yeah. Now, I might just be stupid, which is entirely possible. But what would I know, or should I know Sean Murphy?
I don't know. I really was hoping you would tell me.
I don't know. I feel like I should know him.
Fan favorite artist Sean Murphy lends his dynamic style to the Dark Knight with this stunningly sculpted piece that captures Batman as he springs into action. This is the 50th statue in this best-selling series. Wow, that I didn't know until just now.
It's, wait, what?
50th.
Oh, wow.
Now there are also
been 50 of those?
Yeah, now they must be counting the two reissues.
Well, yeah,
the Mignola reissue and the other one.
I'm still surprised even with that there's been 50.
50.
That means we've talked about these things 50 times on this show.
I know.
I don't think we've missed any.
No,
so.
We've done every single one. This one, however,
quite possibly the best pose. Do you see the pose? He's on one hand.
It is a pretty awesome pose.
It is spectacular in real life. It's better in real life than the art on the side of the box.
The only one I think might rival it is I really liked the Jacques one.
Jacques.
Do you remember that one?
The diving one?
The diving
one. I like that one too, but this one just feels more Batman-y to me.
Okay.
If that's a thing to feel. It's about 8.5 inches tall. Still not numbering. Still don't know why. The packaging is consistent with the other packaging. I mean, seeing 50 of these together. Now, I currently don't have these out in my collection. They're still packed away because I want a special place.
Sure.
To be able to put these out, right? That makes sense, doesn't it?
Fair enough.
So I still have mine away, but boy, I can't wait to get them all out. The sculpting on this is absolutely fantastic. Jonathan Matthews, a fan favorite, and by fan favorite, I mean we on this show are fans, and he is one of our favorites. Spectacular job turning this piece into three dimensions. Gonna run you what they usually run, what, 70, 80, 70 90 bucks, somewhere around there. Coming soon on the back, though, OG, based on the art of Greg Capullo.
Nice.
But he looks fairly actionless. It's just a little picture. And then based on the art of Greg Capullo, it's the Joker, but with his face tied on.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Okay.
So that looks spectacular. So I can't wait. This is a terrific series. This is the 50th one we've talked about on this program. They are phenomenal. You should definitely check them out. Not too late for you to get on board. You may have to do a little backpedaling or a lot of backpedaling. You may have to save up some nickels and dimes. But, you know, this is not a series that is unobtainable by you. So definitely check it out.
Boba Fett.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
By the way.
You know why I didn't think of that? Because I already got Boba Fett.
You got the San Diego one?
Yeah.
With the carbonite?
Yeah.
That's fucking nice. I'm kind of upset that I didn't do that.
You could still do it, you know.
Unless I'm fucking rich.
Why don't you sell some gold?
Yeah, fucking sell something.
I'm looking around the studio.
They're going for $5 bills, son.
They are not.
They are too? I saw one for $5 bills.
And sold?
I believe so, a week ago.
Wait. From San Diego or from the UK?
From San Diego,
okay,
I believe.
Okay, because Celebration also had one that was different.
Oh, okay.
They had a different sticker on the box. And
no, I think it was, I believe they're San Diego.
Okay.
But wow. Still.
That's pretty incredible.
$5 bills. $5 bills.
Speaking of Europe, Francois.
May or may not be getting the game.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. He wrote me.
Yeah.
You had best get that game, son.
Hey.
What?
Can't force people to buy things they don't want.
Oh, yeah, I can. You ever step foot in my country again and you haven't bought that game, I'm going to get your ass thrown. I'm going to be like, he is here illegally. I want to see some paperwork.
I hope the first thing he does when he steps foot in this country is dick kick you.
Right in the dick.
See you and just.
What's up? Boom. Sorry. What's up? Hello, I've made it over. Boom.
There.
That's pretty funny. So you had no other product, OG?
I have no other product this week, no.
I'm looking around to see if I have
any other product. I hope to have some product. I hope to be able to start talking about our exclusives for Comic-Con next week.
Oh, yeah.
So.
She,
Yeah, I know. You keep telling me.
Oh, I did. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm very excited all right. about that.
I think we have
There may be none.
Yeah.
If they're that good and they're all different, there may be none.
We, you know, just to throw in a little teaser out there.
Yeah.
I think we might have some really awesome stuff for like raffle-y things this year.
Oh, really?
I think.
Oh, that might be very well be true.
We'll see.
Yeah.
We're working on some things.
Did you reach out to that guy?
I didn't yet, but I will tonight. I will
tonight.
You
should. That could be a big deal.
I did it once already, and you know.
We got to start reaching out.
I don't want to make myself a nuisance, sir. I've reached out to a couple other people, and we'll see.
Too late for that.
Yeah.
You know, there is a website that we enjoy here at Big Kez Geek Stuff. It's called thinkgeek.com.
No.
Yes.
Never been.
They have many a geek thing for you to own, OG.
Yeah.
Yes. And for every aspect of your life, ThinkGeek has got you covered with some sort of product or gadget or grabbable. Isn't that what the word?
Grabbable, yes.
Grabbable, things you can grab. And this week on Big Kev's Geek Stuff is no exception. The wonderful people at ThinkGeek have made a Star Trek product, OG, that you must know about. This is a replica of the communication panel seen in the original series in the hallways of the Enterprise. Take a look. Nice, right?
That's really pretty cute, actually.
Okay, so it's got that little voice box and a button and a light. You know, they push it, the light comes on, blah, blah, blah. Well, here's this thing. Mounts on a wall near a door for that classic original series look, which I can't wait to mount this on a door in my house. Detects motion and sounds your choice of the door opening whoosh or red alert klaxon accompanied by flashing red light. So you can set this thing up so that if anybody comes near it, the alarm goes off.
It's a proximity. Yeah,
I know. It's awesome. But it's exactly a perfect replica of that panel on the door. I love it. This also plays the intercom whistle at the press of a button. You know that? That is phenomenal. It's officially licensed Star Trek collectible. You can check it out, StarTrek.com. ThinkGeek.com also is where you can check it out. OG, are you going to put a link to this?
I will, in fact, put a link to that product in the show notes.
Now, listen, let's say this like it's very important because it is. There are not a lot of Star Trek things out there that are very good. There are not a lot of Star Trek things out there that are original series because we have the new movies and all the TV shows and everything else. I'm a huge fan of the original series. Any chance I get to get some sort of 1-1 scale item from the series, I am really apt to do that. You know what I almost bought? You know that company that put out the Firefly? The one that no one can afford?
Yes.
They also put out an Enterprise that no one can afford.
I remember.
And I was seriously considering it because the lights and everything else, the effects, fantastic. But again, a tad out of my price range. But you know what's in my price range?
What is in your price range?
This, the Star Trek panel from ThinkGeek. Check it out over at ThinkGeek.com. Go to our website to check it out. And OG, what 299-point episode would be complete?
Yeah.
Without us giving away...
Yes.
Drum roll, please. Tactical barbecue apron.
You know, Big Kev, speaking of which,
yeah,
we're supposed to give one of those away this week.
Right. Oh, yeah, that's
tonight,
right.
Tonight is the first ending.
Well, yeah, the first one that we're giving away is tonight, and then we're going to give one away next week.
Yes.
Right. The person from... And then now you have yet another opportunity.
Another 2 weeks from today.
Yep, today.
So
if you've already submitted an entry, you may submit another entry.
Absolutely.
All entries are still being considered. We have two more of these fantastic tactical battle aprons, tactical barbecue apron.
Right.
From our friends over at ThinkGeek to give away. We are so excited to be able to do this for you guys. ThinkGeek.com is providing. We are doing the giving away. And OG, without further ado, please read the winning entry for the first tactical barbecue apron.
Well, it starts off by saying, hi, OG. Immediately, he's right off to a good start.
I have to ask this on air. Is it true there was about 7 entries that were disqualified for saying,
absolutely,
hey, Kev?
Absolutely. When they come in the inbox, I don't even read them. You know, you get the preview pane?
Right.
If it says... Because these come to my email address.
Right.
So if it says, hey, Big Kev, I delete them. So for all of you who think it's funny, I delete them.
There's 7 people who didn't have a chance in this contest because they opened the email incorrectly.
Contests have rules.
Okay, good point.
All right. Hi, OG, it says. Thank you for the contest for the tactical apron. I've ordered a bunch of stuff from ThinkGeek, but my favorite isn't even sold there anymore, and that was the Grow Clock. To train my 2-year-old to sleep through the night. I actually remember this when it first, it was a while ago.
I don't remember that one.
Yeah, it was like, I think it gradually got darker. So it was kind of like a dimming nightlight.
Oh, really?
So that they wouldn't be afraid of the dark. If I'm thinking of the right thing.
Okay.
But they don't even sell, to train my 2-year-old to sleep through the night. Damn shame it's not there anymore. My favorite item that they still sell is the Star Wars family stick figure card
decals. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I've seen those. Those are great.
They are.
Oh, yeah, those are really cool.
I notice people laughing at them all the time at red lights. As for any item that they have that I long for, it would be the Tauntaun sleeping bag. That thing is fantastic. Thanks again, Steve B. I'm not going to read his whole name.
Steve B.
So Steve B.
Nice.
Congratulations.
Steve B., you have won a tactical barbecue apron from ThinkGeek.com. That's right.
So send me your shipping information.
Yes.
And we'll get that out to you.
We'll get that out to you. Congratulations. We actually reviewed Tauntaun sleeping bag on this program.
We did, in fact, review Tauntaun sleeping
bag. Before it was officially released.
That's right.
So that's a great product. And the other, I don't know about the clock one. I'm not familiar with that.
That was a while ago.
Right.
That was a while ago.
But those stick figure things on the back of the
car—they're awesome,
hysterical.
Yeah, I've toyed with it.
Oh yeah,
I've toyed. I have a toss up. I either want the Star Wars ones or the Disney ones. So it's like you know,
you got the Star Wars.
I know.
No, they're all the same now.
I know, same, right? Star Wars figure with Disney ears, and I'd be set.
Right, there you go.
For the gold.
Ugh,
the bunch of Astro Mech droids with ears on them.
There you go.
So again, congratulations to Steve B. For winning.
Steve B., where is he from? Oh, we don't know.
We don't know. Oh. He didn't send his
from parts unknown.
From parts unknown. That's right. But I think with that, though.
Yes, OG, let's take our final break on this episode of Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 299.3, The Mystery of Scapeghost.
Hey, this is Adam West from Batman and Family Guy and a few other things.
Who is it this time? Commissioner, Joker, Egghead, Riddler, King Tut?
And you're listening to Big Kev's Geek Stuff.
Come on, Robin. To the Batcave. We haven't one moment to lose.
And we are back with Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 299.3, The Mystery of Scapeghost.
OG, what did we... No. No, because that would be leaving out SuperPowerCollectibles.com.
That's right, SuperPowerCollectibles.com. By the way, the proprietor of SuperPowerCollectibles.com...
Is a fella.
And he did reach out to us, and he said that he still enjoys listening to the show every week, even when he disagrees with what we have to say.
What did he disagree with?
He didn't. He wasn't specific.
Why hasn't he not called the GVM line?
425-920-6050.
I'm sorry, that was hysterical.
That was pretty funny. So anyway, yes,
this is like Program of the Damned. This,
you know,
season.
Listen,
it's like it's haunted.
Well, you know,
by a ghost.
That's right,
a scapeghost.
That's right. Speaking of scapeghost,
yes,
there is a coupon code for Superpower Collectibles.
Yes, which has nothing to do with scapeghost because it's actually Big Kev.
That's right,
and that gets you. Now let me see. I'm going down the list. $10
yes.
off any order of $50 or more.
That is correct.
Free shipping.
That is correct.
Any order of $99 on or more, most items included.
That's right.
Not play sand.
Sure.
and an order over $1,000.
That's right.
Gets you a date with the scapeghost.
A seance, if you will.
A seance.
With scapeghost.
We will summon scapeghost from the beyond.
That's right.
That's scapeghost.
Anyway, Superpower Collectibles.
Yes.
They have a lot of awesome stuff over there.
They do.
Some great statues, some
books.
Great toys. Actually, Star Wars Black, I believe he has them over there. I think he does, yeah.
Oh.
So you should check out over there for series two.
Well, proprietor who disagrees with us. You know, a couple guys over here could use, I don't know, a Darth Maul or Luke Skywalker. Nudge, nudge, wink, wink.
We are going to be talking about in the very near future. A particular product that will be
from
coming
them?
From Superpower Collectibles.
Oh,
so that will be very exciting.
Really?
For me, at least.
Oh, really? For you, huh?
So, but seriously, Superpower
Way to get me excited. You couldn't have teased that. It would have made it fantastic.
For you as well.
Okay.
I promise.
Wow, backpedaling.
I promise. You will love it.
I'm sure I will.
But really, Super Power Collectibles, you should check them out.
Super what?
They are
super profitable.
They are probably our longest running sponsor.
I would say probably true.
And by shopping there, not only do you help out the sponsor, not only do you help out the show, but you help out your personal collection.
That's true. So, and yourself and your wallet.
That's what I'm saying.
There you go.
No good reason not to shop at Super Power Collectibles.
Absolutely true.
So check them out online, superpowercollectibles.com. And I hear the music.
Oh, there it is.
So there it is.
Yeah, OG, what did we talk about on this episode of Big Kev's Geek Stuff?
Batfleck and Lutherberg.
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
Luxembourg.
Luxembourg. Also, of course, we talked about the start date for production on Star Wars Episode 7.
According to rumor.
January 21st. 2014.
We talked about some Star Wars Episode 7 casting.
That's right.
Harrison Ford, that's rumored right. to be playing a character called Han Solo.
That's right. That's right. Also, Mark Hamill returning in his role as Princess Leia.
Yes, he looks a tad ragged.
And I hear after and due to the aging process that they're actually thinking about bringing Billy Dee Williams back, but this time he will be playing Weequay. So,
wow.
So,
but his eyes will blink.
But his eyes will blink.
Wow. So many hurtful inside Star Wars baseball jokes.
So,
anyway. We did talk about other stuff, OJ. Where's Serenity?
Where's Serenity coming in the next few months? Really, this was a teaser from Dark Horse.
Uh-huh.
The bigger announcements or more teasers will come out over the next few months. Pretty much, they're going to be doing more Serenity-related books,
right.
An ongoing series,
yep.
Possibly, we hear, right?
Uh-huh.
So that is coming.
Yep.
And then I think that was it for segment one.
Uh-huh.
In segment two, however,
yes,
we did talk about a couple of comic books that came out this week.
Uh-huh.
Talon number 11.
Yeah.
Dark Knight number 23.
Yes.
Captain America number 10. Batman Incorporated special number 1. And I think that was it in loose book wise because you didn't get Green Hornet.
That's true. I went Trader Waiter. We also talked about in trade Star Wars Lost Tribe of the Sith.
That's right.
Spiral. Was the name of that storyline. Saga Volume 2.
Right.
Guardians of the Galaxy hardcover, which is kind of a disgrace. And in smaller ebooks, the Star Wars Clone Wars, The Smuggler's Code.
That's right.
Little digest from Dark Horse. As well as from Top Shelf, A Matter of Life, a new book by Jeffrey Brown. We didn't think it as good as his Star Wars efforts.
But still cute.
Still cute, but a little tougher.
I still want to have it.
Just, oh, yeah?
In my collection? I think
yeah,
so,
yeah.
In product, we talked about the Star Wars Black Sand Trooper.
Six-inch.
Six-inch Sand Trooper, which really is probably the best piece in the line.
Yeah.
Now that I look at it in person, not regretting getting it.
So I is he a sergeant or doesn't it say? Because I can't remember the pauldron. I know, I'm a disgrace as an army builder because I don't remember.
Well, he's got no insignia on him other than the orange.
It would be the color of the pauldron, but I can't remember if white is regular or orange is
I think regular. Orange is regular.
Okay.
Because I seem to remember orange being on the generic.
It's probably true. I just don't remember. Batman Black and White. The 50th statue in the line from DC Collectibles by Sean Murphy, sculpted by fan favorite and show favorite Jonathan Matthews.
That's
you
right.
must check out this series if you've never done it before. You really should. It's still not too late. I feel that you can get on and get probably most of these still relatively in order.
Probably, yeah. And a lot of them you could probably get for cost or very close to what I would say.
When Big Kev sells his collection.
That's right.
Of all 50.
At once.
At once.
Wow. You'll need a flatbed and a really
and a lot
fat
of money.
Yeah,
and
money
a
roll.
Lot of money. From ThinkGeek.com, a website you all should be checking out on a regular basis, the USS Enterprise Door Chime, a Star Trek original series collectible OG.
50 of them at $70 a piece retail is $3,500.
That's if you went retail.
If you went retail.
Dude.
I know. I'm just saying.
The Mignola one alone.
I know. I'm
like
just saying.
Half a G.
I'm just trying to give you an indication of how big the wad would have.
I'm just saying.
Think Geek.
Impressible wad. Think Geek, yes. ThinkGeek.com. This is the replica of the communication panel. It lights up. It has sounds. It has like room motion activation
yeah, yeah.
things so you can like track people touching your stuff.
right?
Definitely check that out. We love ThinkGeek. Of course, don't forget, still plenty of time for you to enter the contest to win the tactical barbecue apron.
Give it away.
ThinkGeek.
Two
more, one next week and one the following week. We want from you an email to geekstuffog@gmail.com in which you say, these are the products that I have gotten from ThinkGeek and why I like them. These are the products I would like from ThinkGeek and why I like them. Tactical barbecue apron cannot be one of those products.
Right.
And neither can the Star Wars door chime or the Chewbacca side bag that we talked about last week. We want to keep this clean, people.
Sure.
If you've never gotten a product from ThinkGeek, you may put a product that you wish that you have gotten and a second product that you wish you've gotten.
Absolutely.
There you go. ThinkGeek.com. Make sure you check them out.
Yes, sir.
And that is the end of everything.
That is the end of everything.
And with that, OG, I will bring this episode of Big Kev's Geeks Up to a close by saying goodnight, Lisa, Robin, Kelly, wherever you are.
And on that note, we cue the music.